Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody. We're back for a little, not back. We're still on holiday, aren't we, Mason? Look at us with our feet up.
Our digital selves are back, James.
That's true.
From flying beyond through the cyberverse. Whoa. Our digital avatars.
That's right. Basically, we've come to you from the metaverse to say what
we're selling NFTs. Just kidding. We're not.
Not yet.
Oh.
No. So basically, at bigsandwich.co, there's a huge back catalogue of stuff.
It's
true. Like our Patreon. Mm-hmm. It's basically bonus stuff in addition to everything else that we do, but we thought we're going to put some of that into the main feed. And this week, we've actually got an episode of our book club, our comic book club.
That's right, the Big Sandwich Classic Comic Book Club. It's called that because of how classy it is.
That's right.
You know when things are classy, they say them a little bit differently?
That's right, yeah.
You know when somebody's not an artist, they're an artiste? It's like that.
It's exactly like that,
I'm not an author, I'm an auteur.
Yeah. So obviously, if you do, you know, you like this, you're very welcome to sign up to any of that or just listen to this and go, no, not for me.
That's right.
That's fine also.
Yucky.
Yeah, gross, no good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, enjoy this if you like. And we'll be back next week with another thing to tell you about.
Enjoy it if you like. Don't like it if you dare.
Mmm. Boy, oh boy. I'm doing the intro,
mate. Oh, you're doing the intro, right?
No, no,
I love
it. Go for it.
Well, now I want to see if you can do an intro.
Boy, oh boy. It's intro time.
Oh, that was good. Okay, congratulations. All right, into the show.
It's Book Club.
Folks, that's exactly right. Welcome once again to another episode of the Big Sandwich Classic Comic Book Club, the classiest comic book review and discussion podcast around. Cheers to you. Let's hang on. I'll crack this open on mic.
Oh, very good.
That's right. I'm cracking open a screw top Pinot Noir. And I'm drinking straight from the spout.
Oh, very good. This week, of course, well, in honor of
Month Beers. The biggest, hottest month of Morbius content.
Yes.
We decided we would review and discuss some Morbius comics, and we were like,
Which one?
And
well, it seems as we're probably not going to come back to Morbius.
Correct, yes.
Ever again.
Yeah.
We just shotgunned a bunch of stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, it's true, we did. It's similar to if you listen to our Shang-Chi episode, we're like,
yes,
let's see if we can find a definitive Morbius comic book.
Yeah.
Maybe something that I'd read and go, oh, I see why this is being made into a movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what a strong, powerful storyline, you know, in the style of, you know, that Hawkeye run we really like, or, you know, those Moon Knight series that are, you know, really, really sort of iconic and interesting. And let me tell you this, I couldn't find anything. I read a bunch of stuff.
I read like the stuff that I read was okay and interesting to be like, okay, that's where that happened and that's where that started and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I also just want to quickly point out that Sal over at Comic Pop,
oh yes,
he did a video in January for our channel,
oh yes,
where he goes through two of the comics we're going to talk about the origin of. So if you want to get, like, he has a very good understanding of that. That's up there if people do want to check it out.
And you know what? I would say Big Sandwich, price of admission, worth it for a recommendation for another thing.
I agree.
But boy, it's fascinating. So for people who don't know, The reason why Morbius is getting a movie is essentially because Sony got Morbius with their Spider-Man deal. He originated in a Spider-Man comic book.
Yep.
And so they've like, what do we have left here?
Yeah.
And so the origin was a couple of issues of Amazing Spider-Man.
A Monster Called Morbius, issue 101.
Yes.
Vampire at Large.
Yeah.
Exclamation mark,
that's
issue
right.
102. Mm. Now, on the tail end of Stan Lee's Spider-Man run.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
This one I think is being written by Stan Lee, but also Roy Thomas, who's sort of his protege.
Oh, okay, yeah. That one's also Gil Kane. Frank Giacolia, who's on inks, and Artie Simek on
letters.
Love Art Simek.
So I thought...
He's come up with some lot of famous logos and things. Art Simek came up with, I think, the Spider-Man logo.
I came up with that logo.
No,
that
you didn't. Mate. You're a liar. You're a liar and you're taking credit. You're a real Stan Lee, if anything.
Thank you.
God damn it.
So I always... my understanding of Morbius, well, first of all, before this was little. Like I know
before Bius.
Yeah, I knew his bones.
Your experience of Morbius yeah. before Bius.
That's right. I knew his bones were light and he could sort of fly or whatever. But this has nothing to do with, like, you can't use vampires or werewolves. Like, it's clear of the Comics Code authority.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first, he's the first vampire of sorts, isn't he, in the Marvel Universe, I believe.
Oh, great question, James.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well.
Yeah, and also he predates Blade.
That's true.
But he also gives Blade all his Blade stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so because we'll probably come back to Blade at some point, but do you want to explain how Blade,
well, Blade
started?
I mean, Blade, first thing you need to know is in the comic books, he is British.
He's called Blad.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Because he's British.
He's British.
He's a Blad.
He's a real Blad. And first of all, Blad's British, but the Wesley Snipes version obviously wasn't because they transplanted him over. But... as distinct from the movies we got with Wesley Snipes, he began life as a British fancy lad with a big ruffly collar, but he didn't have the powers you see exhibited in those movies. He was just
impervious to vampire.
He couldn't be turned into a vampire because of the nature of his birth.
Yeah,
which is similar in the movies.
Yeah,
but basically once the Blade movies came out, they did that thing of like, well, what if somebody watches this movie and decides they want to read some Blade comics and they go in and he's a fancy lad with a ruffly collar and people aren't going to like this. So we have to make him like he is in the movie, i.e. more interesting.
Yeah.
And so they went, okay, what if he got bit by Morbius, the living vampire? He wasn't a proper vampire. He's a science vampire. And as a result, he got all his powers from what's in the movies.
Exactly. So the daywalking, the... thirst for blood, the super strength, etc.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was worth mentioning.
But what is worth mentioning, I think, specifically about this comic book? I don't know if you have any behind the scenes stuff on this particularly. But what people may not know about this, and it's a fun jumping on point for Morbius, is that he is introduced one issue into a storyline in which Peter Parker has. Attempted to cure himself of being Spider-Man with an experimental serum and as a result has grown four extra arms.
Terrific stuff.
Right?
Yeah, just amazing.
I remember, I think everybody's vaguely aware of that
concept.
You've
seen the imagery.
Yeah.
And it's happened in the cartoon, the 90s
It has,
cartoon.
Yeah. And yeah. I think there's probably like, I definitely remember reading a What If comic book where he decided to just keep the extra arms.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's just I remember this whole thing being longer, but realistically, it's two issues of him being like, "Oh no, I've got these extra arms."
Yeah, God, and then he talks to himself a lot, doesn't he?
Oh my
doesn't
God,
think he talks.
Oh my
out
God,
loud.
There's so it's just again, it's two issues. It felt like five or six issues. There's so much text.
Yeah,
in this.
It really is.
Every text box has dialogue.
Yep.
And
I thought
stage directions.
As I was reading this, I'm like, is this two? And is it a long? It's not. They're like 30 pages each or whatever.
Yeah. Did you finally sort out your Comixology?
Sort of. Okay. What I had, I can't talk about this here, but what I basically did was switch my account to a US location.
Oh, I see.
So now I can purchase stuff. But there's no alternative for the moment. Mm. As soon as somebody will hopefully make something.
People may have seen that there's a NerdSync
so
video
oh,
that
incredible.
Sort of breaks down.
Yeah.
How Comixology, upon being purchased by Amazon, has sort of been dismantled, and it's an absolute nightmare. But yeah, so this original storyline, basically, what happens is Spider-Man gets the extra arms, and then he's like, oh well, how am I going to fix this? And he's like, and he's dating Gwen Stacy at the time, and he's like, sorry, doll, I can't hang out with you.
I thought she'd be dead by now,
right?
Yeah. Not
that's
dead.
What he says over the phone. I thought you'd be dead, babe. I thought you'd be dead by now. But basically, I can't hang out with you. And she's like, oh, you can't. He can't hang out with
me. I thought we would love.
Maybe he hates me now. A bit of that. And so he decides that he gets in contact with Kurt Connors, formerly and also sometimes the Lizard.
Yeah.
And he's like, can I go to your lab up in the Hamptons, wherever it is?
Yeah. Is it a spooky house or is it a lab? Surprise, it's both.
That's right. Where I can figure out a solution to this, and then
go to Reed Richards.
And then by sheer coincidence. a strange Greek vampire man also happens upon this laboratory.
Yeah.
And then they battle. Yeah. We get the origin.
Because he was on a boat.
He was on a boat.
Killing men. Mm. And then he's like, I killed everyone here.
Yeah, I better get off this boat.
I killed the boat driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what happens is he fights Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then the lizard shows up and he's like, get out of my – what's everybody doing in my house? Get out of here. But then we figure out that some enzymes from Morbius get on the lizard and it sort of cures him of his lizardosity.
Half sort of.
So they're like, if we get some more enzymes.
Oh, turns back into the lizard because he basically does the Hulk thing.
He hulks
he's
out,
like,
yeah.
I'm confused and I'm angry. I'm a lizard again.
Yeah, yeah. Famously confused and angry creatures. and so it sort of becomes a race against time to get some more Morbius flees, and so yep. the lizard and Spider-Man have to track down Morbius, get some more of those enzymes before he escapes back to Greece.
Because the enzymes are going
back to
cure. Yes, that's right. They're going to cure both Kurt Connors and Spider-Man extra arm situation.
Mm-hmm.
I love the moment when Morbius turns up in his little Dracula uniform, which, by the way, we find out in the next issue, which is his origin story.
Yes,
was his undersuit to his like diving bell costume, where he was using electricity and bat blood to cure whatever ailment he sort of has.
Some sort of blood disease, whatever it has, but presumably
they'll flesh that out more since.
They'll flesh it out and modernize it in the movie. Presumably it'll be something to do with stem cells.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I better sit in this diving suit while I'm flooded with blood and electrocuted. That'll fix me up. And it's like, oh no! Also fascinating is the fact that Michael Morbius, pre-being a vampire, just looks like Morbius, the monster.
It's the nose.
He has no nose.
Yeah, it's the nose situation. Mm. When I saw – so Morbius actually best Spider-Man initially.
Yeah.
And then when he's like tussling with the lizard, uh-huh. and the lizard's wearing a lab coat and he's wearing a Dracula costume and there's Spider-Man on the ground, he's got six arms and and I'm just like, what an odd bunch this is.
It really is, yeah.
What a bunch of odd ducks rolling around together, you know?
Yeah.
Really strange. Mm. And I love it how Spider-Man's like, I should step into this because Morbius, you know what I mean? He seems like bad news and I'd hate for him to get the best of the lizard. But also, I hate the lizard.
Mm.
You know what? I'm just gonna watch and see what happens. I'll let them wear each other down.
Maybe they'll kill each other. Maybe they'll kill each other and I can get some enzymes out of their remains and maybe that'll fix me up.
There's a couple of panels that I wanted to show you specifically. Mm. Here's one.
Oh, I love, you know what else I love? Mm. And you mentioned that.
By the way, I love the art in this.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Before you get to those panels, before I forget, one of the things when you were saying it's like a really odd combination, I was thinking, yeah, but at the time I'm sure it would have been normal.
Mm.
Like it would have just flowed. You would have been like, standard issue Spider-Man comic. But what I also loved about it was, again, Spider-Man's always constantly talking.
Yeah.
And he's just a stream of like 1970s references. He's like, oh, this is, I've got to check my Spiro Agnew wristwatch, which turns out to be a thing. Like apparently, I think Spiro Agnew wore a
– who's he again?
He was Nixon's running mate.
Oh, okay.
So he wore. I think it's possible that he. Look, here's the thing. So this is an American history website. There's a Spiro Agnew watch, which looks like a Mickey Mouse watch. It looks like that, right? It's got Spiro Agnew, and he's wearing like sort of Apollo Creed trunks.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's got Spiro. Anyway. This Spiro Agnew watch was designed.
I mean, that's pre Apollo Creed, so
that's true.
Probably a trend.
Probably was inspired. That probably inspired Apollo Creed.
I'd imagine it probably wasn't.
No.
Something that already happened.
Anyway, this wristwatch was designed in response to a common joke on college campuses in the early 1970s. Did you know that Mickey Mouse wore a Spiro Agnew watch?
That's a common.
That's the
joke.
Whole common joke, apparently. And is that my question? Then is it because Spiro Agnew wore a Mickey Mouse watch?
I don't
is
mean
that,
to alarm you.
Go on.
But what's the joke?
That's the joke, James. This
Did
is a
you know Mickey Mouse wore a...
This is a classic 1970s Spiro Agnew joke.
So this is like a meme.
It's like a
verbal meme, right?
Yeah. I'm going to Google Spiro Agnew Mickey Mouse watch and see if he wore a Mickey Mouse watch because maybe that's the joke.
I mean, that's not a joke either, though, is it?
No.
Unless it's a joke?
Okay, so this is from this is from the Baltimore Sun in 2019.
Let's do it.
Okay. There was a popular joke in the 70s. Did you know Mickey Mouse wears a Spiro Agnew watch? Perhaps 50 years have killed the punchline. Here we go. See, Vice President Agnew, who began his career as a Baltimore County executive, was considered to be somewhat dim. So dim that even a cartoon mouse would wear his face on his watch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And this was before Agnew was found to be receiving bribes from contractors.
Before you say.
Yeah, before that.
Well, that is incredible.
That is good,
isn't it? It's good to learn. It's good to learn about history.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, but there's all these references like, oh, man, yeah. I'm feeling like Frankenstein, and I don't mean the John Carradine version. You know, it's a lot of that. It's like
nobody means that version. You don't need to specify.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
So there's a panel here where him and the lizard are just doing science together, mm-hmm. trying to fix their arms and lizard forms.
Oh, yes. This is Peter Parker. Right?
Yeah. Spot, where's these extra arms? They didn't draw them.
Oh, no, they didn't. It's true.
They just forgot
there was too many speech and thought bubbles. There's a talking, the lizard is speaking, and then he's screaming, and then there's some Spider-Man thought bubbles. There's two Spider-Man thought bubbles.
You see how he's also got his arms flat by his side? Mm. They just forgot.
Maybe he's imagining an idealized version of himself without the...
So one of the first things that Morbius does after he turns into a...
James, you could meme that. You could put that on the Twitters and people would be like, whoa.
Yeah, but there's a whole context to it. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And also you'd have to explain that it's from a Morbius comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's one for
and
you.
And you'd get cancelled.
And I get cancelled, exactly. Yeah. Here's one.
They well, should find a way to cancel you.
Actually, what, you hate lizards, do you? I didn't know. I didn't say...
This guy hates lizards.
So the first thing he does after getting turned into a Dracula.
This is Morbius. Okay.
He kills his friend Nikos. Mm. Here it is here. The panel says, dead because you loved me, Nikos, because you cared, but perhaps you are the fortunate one. Disagree.
Yeah, it's probably Morbius, actually, because he's still alive.
He's still alive. Anyways, at the end,
can I turn the air?
Of course. But anyways, so Spider-Man, of course, he does battle the Morbius at the end.
Mm.
And Morbius is holding the vial of
enzymes.
And he's like, oh no, he's falling into the river. He's drowning. But let me save him.
Also, if you're wanting to read a comic book where not only all the action, you see the action in beautiful full color, but also Spider-Man is describing everything that's happening by either thinking, saying it, or screaming it.
Or all at once.
These are the comic books for you.
He shoots his web to save Morbius, but alas, he misses. But luckily, he catches the vial.
That's right.
And Morbius drowns. And he's not like, I should probably get that, dude. Also, he's got light bones. Doesn't he?
You'd think he'd float like a bit of garbage. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not dead anyway. It doesn't particularly matter.
Mm.
But look.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I thought it was interesting. Like, what an odd story.
Isn't it,
though? What an odd time.
I wonder. I don't know. Look.
I didn't dislike it. I'll say that. Yeah.
Look, we might look into the origin of this, or we might not. Someone has a computer in front of them, and it's not me. I wonder if Morbius was created simply for the idea of, what if there was a weird monster freak that we can get some enzymes off? Like, we need a solution to the problem of why does Spider-Man have too many arms?
And then
it's like, well, he could go and fight the lizard because lizard doesn't have enough arms.
Yeah.
But then they're like, but we're sort of reforming the lizard as a villain. Great question. You're going to get a lot of results of like, why are they making a Morbius movie?
Yeah. It's not really. Also, we'll probably talk about this in the actual show. I feel like Dr. Michael Morbius doesn't flow. What if it was Mr. Michael Morbius? Or Dr. Dreikel Drawbius.
Dr. Dreikel Drawbius.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could say Dreikel is a Greek name. I don't know.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So basically they lifted the ban.
Dreidel something is, and he could be Jewish.
There we go. Something is. Perfect.
But I mean, there are more Jewish superheroes than there are Greek superheroes, so I think we should probably give the Greeks a go.
I completely agree. They lifted the ban on vampires and other certain supernatural characters, apparently. And the first in it was one of the first flagship characters appear. But I think it was also the enzymes thing and whatever. It's probably a combination of things. Anyway, we also read Morbius the Living Vampire from 2013 by Josh Keatinge and Richard Elson, where it's the classic tale, we saw Hawkeye do it, where he goes to a fucked up neighborhood.
He's escaped from the raft, the supervillain prison. Yeah,
and they're like, you don't belong here. Superheroes don't come down here very often.
To Brownsville.
And he's like, well, actually, I'm here.
I made a vamp-splain everything. Yeah. That's what we're all about.
Anyway, he goes up against gangs and he just gets shot a lot.
Yeah. Brownsville is a real residential neighborhood in New York City.
There you go. Is it no good?
Great question, because it's a real garbage dump in this, isn't it?
It's run by punks.
Let me tell you this, James. I didn't like this.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I thought was odd about it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. Yeah.
Oh, it's bordered by Cypress Hills.
Wow.
That's right.
Love that band, I think.
And Bed-Stuy. Anyway, and Flatbush. It's right in the middle.
It's in Brooklyn.
It's in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah. Brooklyn housing price. That'll give us an idea.
Yeah, that'll give us an idea. I bet it's $1.3 million.
Anyway, sorry. Go on.
What I didn't like about this is that it is a fairly standard. You're right. We get a hero or an anti-hero, and we put him in this environment. He's got a whole new cast of hero friends and villains and whatever, and he's got to defeat it. But here's the thing about this is that they changed the voice of Morbius entirely. I feel.
What do you mean, like the way he presents himself?
He's very pretentious.
He's not doing some of this.
No, he's not doing any of that, James. Okay. He's all like, woe betide you to cross Morbius the Living Vampire. For though I am cursed, I put a curse upon you that I'm going to punch you. You know, he's very.
You're like 1970s Dracula monster.
He's very verbose, and I mean, you know, but in this he's just like, he's become very weirdly modern.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is like, in fact, I think it opens on like...
I'm weirdly modern, I'm online.
He's like, I'm vampire-ish, which felt very,
Yeah.
Because this
irreverent?
It's very irreverent. This was like Marvel Now, where they did a bunch of new series and they like revamped some old stuff, vamped, if you will.
Sure.
But I don't think it really worked. And it's like, yeah, that's me. I'm getting shot. Can you imagine this?
Yeah, I can see it.
I don't know.
If you're after,
I think they kind of stripped away too much from him.
Yeah,
like it's not like he even by the end of it, he's like, I'm back and I'm big time and I'm in my big disco collar suit again. It's just kind of
not doing anything. He's in his dirty coat.
He's in a dirty coat. Yeah.
Anyway, Brownsville. There's a couple of So this one's a 3-bedroom and two bathroom. This one here.
Okay, sure.
It's a flat unit situation. Okay, I'm not sure what this is. Just looks like a brown box, but it's $549,000.
And that's
this
US.
That's US. This one, 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom. 4-bedroom and 4-bathroom?
Wow.
Is that standard? Normally it's like 4 and 2, right?
Yeah,
like this one, six
bed. Who needs their own bathroom?
Six bed, 3 bath. I mean, that makes more sense. That one's it's $800,000. Okay. Yeah, these are some steep housing. Mm. There's a lot here over $1 million as
Median income though, $31,000.
Yeah, well, this is the problem though, isn't it?
Gentrification.
Yes.
Yeah, not really touched upon in the median, series. That's not
enough.
I agree.
I'll be the first to say it.
Yeah,
but the last. No one is as brave as me.
Okay, terrific.
Anyway, what else happens in this one?
Oh, actually, James, if I may, this is from Wikipedia. Brownsville has consistently been considered the murder capital of New York City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So well, that's probably the perfect for the Morbius comic,
yeah,
then, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't like the setting. I didn't love. I kind of felt like ultimately it's he decides he's gonna stay here a bit and kind of clean up the city or whatever, or kind of he shows up and he inadvertently like unbalances the power structure of the neighborhood,
the gang community.
Like there's a guy in here and he's kind of a metahuman guy, and he's like the metahuman gang leader, and he knocks this dude off, and then it's chaos all of a sudden. So he's like, I'm gonna leave. Wait, no, I'm not gonna leave. I'm gonna actually save everybody and etc. And then he comes across the Rose, who is the kingpin's son, and they're like, and it's a bit of back and forth. But I don't know. I didn't love it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's also. It's like 230 pages or something like that. I felt like it was a bit drawn out for what kind of happened in it. And I don't know. I mean, I think they could have. I don't know. I didn't find the portrayal of his bloodlust particularly interesting. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I shouldn't bite someone. Oh, I did it. Oh, fuck, yeah, that's, I fucked up.
Yeah,
I fucked
yeah,
up
yeah.
just now. Anyways, what was the thing you read from 2019?
Well, after that, I read 2019's Morbius, the Living Vampire. I don't know if you can imagine that. ongoing series. 2019 to 2020, 5 issues.
Wow.
Got cancelled after that.
Can't wait to read issue 6.
Well, you can't. It's never coming.
Can't wait.
This one is written by James. I'm going to supply all the details for you.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Writer Vita Ayala and penciler Marcello Ferreira.
Very good.
And it's more traditional. And it's essentially it actually features a return to the Lizard's beach house. He's like, I'm going to go there and do some lab stuff.
It's not a beach house, also, is it? I mean, it's on the beach.
Yeah.
It's not what I. There's not a picture of a ship in there.
That's true. It's not near a lighthouse, from what I can tell. But it's basically he's mutated further. He's attempted to cure himself.
Yeah.
But it's gone worse, and he's gotten even freakier and weirder.
I know.
But he's retained his pretension. Which is nice. That's back.
Thank God.
His nonstop waffle is back.
He's got his cool collar guy.
The collar's back. Yeah,
cool. All right.
And it's him versus sort of a female monster hunter who is a woman from his past who wants revenge.
Is it the woman from the boat?
What boat?
His girlfriend.
Yeah. His girl is he's like his friend's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so he's conflicted there because obviously he's like, oh, my precious, whatever your name is, Elena or Aaron.
And she knows who he is. Yes. Well, his name is Morbius.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
There's a lot of that in those first two issues where we read it, where he's like, I'm Morbius. And Peter Parker's like, who are you? Mm. He's like, you don't need to know who I am, just that I'm Morbius. Oh, the famous scientist Morbius.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
But it's basically her, and she is also, she's hired D-list supervillain The Melter. And they're teaming up to take on. But maybe some alliances will change throughout the series, maybe. And maybe the Melter's got some plans for those enzymes. He's going to make, like, rat men.
Rat men.
Hmm?
Rat men.
Like, he's building up an army. He's like, I'm going to use this DNA and I'm going to make some monsters. I'm going to get Morbius with them.
Rat men.
Rat men and, like, pigeon men and...
Vermin men.
Vermin men, essentially, yeah. He makes some vermin men. But I liked it a lot. I think.
Really? It's good.
It's pretty good. I mean, here's the cover. Look at that cover.
Oh, that's sick.
It's a strong cover, I think.
Yeah, and he's wearing his outfit.
And it's very much like, it is very much like hideous. It is a departure, I think, a little bit from the original version. Can you
show me some of the internal art?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Have you got your Comixology app?
No, but I'll just Google it real quick. Find some interior pages. Yeah. What is interesting, I think, about...
I could also do that if you want.
I guess you could. And also Spider-Man's in this one as well. A couple of issues.
Okay.
Yeah. There's your interior art.
Oh, it's looking good, man. Oh, he is. Yeah, he's quite hideous.
Yeah, and so he's sort of... But there's also, like, he mutates and, like, often you'll see him in sort of a melty state. He's very much like... He feels like...
Like his bones are shifting beneath his...
Yeah. Like, there's a... There was a novel series, the name of which escapes me, but it's about a guy who has like vast telepathic powers, but he also has to fight vampires, and they're these horrible like flesh cauldron creatures, and they can if they want to have like 10 eyes, they can just like shift their form and like.
Oh yuck!
I'm gonna look that up.
That'd be real cool.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to quickly talk about.
Oh, it's called the Necroscope series.
Okay, there you go.
Because the guy's the Necroscope. He can speak. He's a telepath and he can speak to the dead and stuff.
No problem at all.
He meets Albert Einstein. in the afterlife.
Oh, that's fun.
And Albert Einstein teaches him how to teleport. That's right. It's true.
That is true. Yeah. Probably. I also, one of the things I remember from my earliest kind of looks at Morbius was one of the Marvel zombie runs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where he's the version of Morbius that's trying to help out the heroes from the zombie invasion is a zombie Morbius. And he's wearing a mask. So he's wearing a hideous Morbius mask over his
hideous regular face, yeah.
Zombie regular face or whatever. And he's got the real Morbius tied to a broom, I don't know.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's fun. Mm. How did you feel about this trip down Morbius Lane?
I liked some of it. I wish that ongoing series was still continuing. But I guess...
Did it stop abruptly?
No, the arc is pretty much finished. You can get it as a trade paperback, I think. So it's like, it's sort of, look, if I can spoil this thing from 2019.
I will.
Basically, this time around, he gets some enzymes from Spider-Man. And Spider-Man's like, okay, well, sorry this didn't completely cure your vampirism, but at least it made you return back to normal Morbius. Ish.
Yeah, regular
And now
Morbius.
You can continue your adventures. And he's like, thanks, I will. And then it got cancelled.
Well, that's not a bad wrap-up, though,
yeah.
is it?
Yeah, that's
there
true.
There you go.
Mm.
Wow. Look, we're obviously recording this pre-Morbius movie.
Yeah. Well, we're recording it within Monthbius, obviously.
Yes. Well, yeah, we're exclusively recording Monthbius content.
Which we are hoping to extend forever.
Yeah.
You know, for the rest of the year.
After the success of
Yeah. Monthbius year.
Yeah, exactly.
And people might say Yearbius. No. Monthbius.
We didn't misspeak. Mm. That's exactly it. But
yeah.
Look, I can't say this is not a character I think as a Spider-Man villain, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But as a solo character.
As a character. There used to be a team, like a spooky Avengers team called the Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
Who are getting a game, but they've changed. Like,
oh, yeah. What's going on
there? It used to be Midnight Suns, S-O-N-S, because they were all boys, bit of a boys club.
And now it's S-U-N-S.
But now it's Midnight Suns, S-U-N-S, but there's still, like, magical people in it. But like,
isn't that like that's a turn-based game, isn't it?
I think it might be,
tactical RPG.
Yeah.
Like an XCOM
But yeah, but like Morbius at times has been in the Midnight Suns, which is like a mystical Avenger, so it's like Doctor Strange and Ghost Rider and other spookadooks. But, you know, and I think as a secondary protagonist, I think he's... can be fun in that. I wonder if there is a definitive thing in this, but I think ultimately what, like we said at the start, they're making a movie out of him because they have the license and they're like, we can time vaguely to Spider-Man and...
Exactly. Or not.
Mm.
It's because, you know, I think there's going to be some connections cut there pretty rapidly. We'll talk about that, of course, in regular shows for free.
Cool.
You don't need to pay money for that one, I guess.
Nice.
Anyways, this has been fun. Talk about Morbius. What do you want us to look at next time?
It was real. We had a real fun Bius.
We did. I'd like to look at, I don't know if it's April, might do it in May. Mm. There's an early Obi-Wan comic. There's a couple of them I want to look at. One of them is where one of his adventures is a young Jedi Knight and he's on like a space liner cruise ship.
Does he have the buzz cut with the rat tail?
No, he's got black hair.
What?
Yeah, it's like
it's pre
1980s Star Wars comic, Marvel comics. Might even be late 70s. And there's another one, which is a Marvel one, where where Darth Vader hires an actor and gives him facial reconstructive surgery to pretend he's the real Obi-Wan to trick Luke.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
so that's fun too. Anyway, we could just have it I don't know, something Morbius Obi-Wan.
We could do something.
Anyways, thanks for paying for this and coming along. We really appreciate it.
Let us know if there is a definitive Morbius comic where you're like, this is hot stuff.
Especially if it's short.
It's interesting because it must be.
A Spider-Man battled Morbius like comic that's incredible, right?
Yeah, but it has to be kind of, it needs to be spooky, but also superhero-y. And I think there needs to be, or like super villainy, because there needs to be the balance there, because he's not a Dracula.
No.
He's a science Dracula. He's a supervillain Dracula. So there needs to be that kind of costumed goofiness, I think.
I agree. I completely agree. Anyways, thanks for watching, listening, everyone, and we'll see you on the next time.
That's right. We still don't have a catchphrase for this. I'm always like, keep reading comics, but I think that's...
What about Cheers?
That's somebody else's.
What about Cheers? We're all drunk.
Oh, yeah, not bad. Keep reading comics, you bastards.
You put an Aussie slant on
it. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, what about keep reading comics, darlings? because of how posh we are.
That's fun. I like
that. Yeah, no, I like that too.
And thank you, Collings, for the edit.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.